Manchester Essex boys lacrosse coach John McCavanaugh is with us. And John, you guys are off to a great start, 8-3, and you have a huge game coming up today against Ipswich. And it's at Manchester Essex. And let's begin there. Tell us about the game.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. We're very excited today to take on Ipswich Tigers. They are having a phenomenal season. They're ranked right around the top 25 in the state right now with an undefeated record. So we're hoping to put together all the right pieces and peak at the right time this afternoon at Highland Field and, you know, give Ipswich everything they've got. You know, somebody's got to take them down before the end of the season, and why not us?
Well, tell us about your season. 8-3 is a great start for you guys. So what have been some of the highlights for Manchester Essex?
Absolutely. It's been a great start to the season. We've got incredible balance across an incredibly strong senior team, led by four or five senior captains at the helm. You know, guys like Jack Hennigan, Henry Rohner, Nick Warren, Derek Walker, support from guys like Krista Flory and Bennett Straighton, who just came off a seven-goal game and has had a couple of game winners the past couple of weeks. Incredible leadership that's been also balanced out by some young upcoming players like Danny Rodier and John Crean, providing incredible spark as freshmen starting. So they have an incredible opportunity, incredible career here at Manchester ahead of them. And the team has really just started clicking and supporting one another and truly coming together as a team, and that led to a lot of great wins. And we've had a couple of close losses as well, but honestly, that's going to benefit us as we head towards the postseason. Again, today, up against Ipswich and heading into the thickest part of our season right now in the next few games against most of the Cape Ann competition.
Let me just ask you, if you probably do have a scouting report on Ipswich, who is a player or two that you guys really have to concentrate on today?
I think we've got to do a lot of the same things that we've always done. As always, we've got a scouting report. We know we've got to do a couple of creative things sometimes. And we may need to even play a little bit out of our comfort zone. We need to press out on defense, and we really need to take quality shooting opportunities. But in the end, like many competitive lacrosse games, it comes down to getting to the ground balls, securing, managing possession, and playing with the right temperance. So our team has become a big fan of this great line, the movie Shawshank Redemption, about the study of geology. It's a study of pressure and time, and we want to continue to create pressure or apply pressure throughout the time of the game.
Well,
that's been our formula so far.
Yeah, you guys are the rocks of the Cape Ann League then, yeah.
That's right. Well, Cape Ann's having a phenomenal season right now in schools like Ipswich, and a lot of the schools are doing great, really climbing up and getting a lot of respect in and around Massachusetts. So it's been pretty impressive.
Well, I know I asked you earlier that I'd like to – anything else about the Cape Ann League to share with us? Let's say we didn't know anything at all about what's going on this year. What else, other than you and Ipswich, what else should we know about?
You know, I think there's a lot of lacrosse is a funny sport. The ebbs and flows ebb very quickly and can flow pretty quickly. Even, you know, perennial powerhouses like Masco, who may not be having their strongest season for there, they're still a strong team. And a lot of them, schools like the Masco, are playing against a much stronger competition than they ever have in the past. So sometimes that may not reflect well in their record, but it's not an indication of how strong a program they are, as well as schools like Triton and Linfield. Really, the smaller schools seem to be stepping up and gaining a lot of strength. And in the end, lacrosse is becoming, a real up-and-coming sport in the North Shore of Massachusetts.
All right. Well, John, great. Thanks for sharing some time with us today, and good luck this afternoon. Should be a great game.
Thanks very much, Bill. Hope we have the opportunity to talk to you again on this stuff.
Yeah. John McCavanaugh, the boys lacrosse coach at Manchester Essex High School, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.